It's Adam and Haley in the morning. Thanks so much for listening to us.
The music update, the Daily Haley, Team Adam, Team Haley, everything you missed this morning right here.
Adam and Haley in the morning on demand starts right now.
Check it out.
Music.
Here we go.
106.1 WNGC.
Your Georgia country.
Music.
Update.
So yesterday we found out that Lainey Wilson was opening a bar in Nashville at the old FGL house on Broadway that unexpectedly closed out of nowhere. But we now know the name of the bar. Lainey posted on social media. She also started up the Instagram page for the bar, calling it Bell Bottoms Up, which I think is the perfect name.
Of course, what she wears, yeah.
Obviously, a play on her album. That's a big part of her brand, is the Bell Bottoms pants, so I'm excited about this. She also said on social media that the bar is going to open sometime later this summer, which kind of shocked me because that's coming up. I mean, summer's right around the corner, and I feel like usually these bars take a year to put up once we hear about them.
Not Lainey Wilson. She moves fast. I sense a road trip for you.
I am so excited about this. You know I'm going to be checking this bar out the weekend after it opens. And this is huge, too, because Miranda Lambert has been really the only female country artist to have a bar on Broadway. And now Lainey will be joining her. So there'll be two on the strip, which I think is awesome.
Competition. Come on.
And we have an update on Colt Ford. Colt obviously suffered a heart attack after one of his shows in April. It was early April that this happened. And we haven't heard much from him or his team since. We've heard that he's steadily improving, but this is actually an update from Colt that he posted to his social media. I will say he's filming this outside, and it sounds like he's by a road, so it's really hard to hear, but I'm going to play a little bit of it for you.
I still got a long way to go. And if you think I ain't coming back, bet against me. See what happens. I love y'all.
He says, love ya, bet against me. If you don't think I'm going to be back, I am. And he continued to say in that announcement that he's just wanting to get better for his friends and for his family and for the fans. So if you want to see that whole announcement, we do have it up at yourgeorgiacountry.com/morning.
I'm not betting against him, by the way. Not doing it.
Never would do it. I mean, Colt's awesome, and I know he's going to come out on top of this. And more performers have been added to the ACM Awards as we get closer to showtime. I am so excited about this. Blake Shelton and Gwen Stefani are going to be performing. I'm assuming they're going to sing their new song, Purple Irises, because that's the one they've been promoting a lot. So we'll see how that goes. Post Malone will be performing, which is really cool. Kind of an odd duo, Kelsea Ballerini and Noah Kahan, which kind of surprised me. For some reason, I didn't see that happening, but I'm excited to see what it looks like. And then Nate Smith is going to be joined by Avril Lavigne. I want you to keep in mind the dating rumors that went around a few months ago. They kind of just got left in the wayside, but people really thought they were in a relationship. There were pictures of them out on the street together.
There were pictures of them at a skate park, Haley. So that's why I'm wondering if he is the skater boy,
okay,
Nate Smith.
Something tells me he's not the skater boy because I feel like the song is too old for that.
Right.
But she might be thinking of him when she hears that song. So we'll see. Maybe they'll perform it. Who knows? We really don't know. The ACM Awards will air May 16th, and I'm excited to see.
106.1 WNGC, your Georgia country. Adam and Haley in the morning at 6:30. You up for this? This is a really big one. We got into a discussion yesterday and thought, oh, you have an opinion about this. How do you know someone was raised right? And this really stands out. When you look at a person, you experience them, you see what they're doing, you can really tell how they were raised right.
You don't actually have to meet the people they were raised by to know. It's like these immediate signs where you just think to yourself, yeah, that person, I don't want to meet their parents.
Oh, whoa.
Their parents must not have raised them in the correct way.
Well, let me give you one that I know immediately, and it's work ethic. I mean, you can tell if someone had a job at a young age, their work ethic, they build it up, and they know how to bust their butt. That's what I like to say. I mean, that's how you know someone was raised right, is their parents said, all right, you're going out and getting a job.
Do you ever get in those conversations with somebody and you're kind of purposely asking the question because you already know the answer in the back of your mind and you're like, yeah, so where did you work when you were young? And they're like, I didn't really have a job until I graduated college. And then I took a few years for myself. My parents paid my bills. Yeah, I agree with you. That's definitely a telltale sign. Another one for me is they treat their mom well or even just their family well. And more than even the mom, you can evaluate so quickly how somebody treats waiters and waitresses.
Big time.
If you're on a first date with somebody or if you're out with friends, whatever it might be, and you see somebody act rude towards a waiter or a waitress, like immediately in my mind, I start questioning who raised them.
Yeah, that's a big deal because a waiter and a waitress, they are there to serve you. So mm-hmm. you look at people that have, let's say, an agenda, and you want to be that person that really has no agenda. You want to just, you know, have conversation with them, treat them right. You want them to feel comfortable in front of you. And when I see people out on dates or just see people in general that don't do that, you make them feel uncomfortable, you're rude to them, you treat them like absolute garbage, you probably weren't raised right.
Yeah, like you're the person yelling at the waiter or the waitress because your food came out wrong.
It happens.
Obviously, it's not their fault. Another one for me, I will never forget. I was on a date with this guy. We had been friends for a long time, actually, but we hadn't hung out all that much. We went to the movies, and we watched the entire movie. We got, like, popcorn, drinks. So I stand up, and I start getting the popcorn bag and the cups, and he looks at me. He's like, just leave it. People clean the movie theaters.
Oh, no.
I was like, leave my trash? What is wrong with you? And I never went out with him again because to me, that shows a lot about how somebody's raised. And it's the same if you're at like a concert or a sporting event. Pick up your beers, pick up your water bottle, whatever it is.
Can I tell you something that's probably really bad? But yesterday after the Stripers game, it was a day game where we had a bunch of kids' education day. There was so much trash left behind that the stadium workers obviously have to clean up. But there was stuff that could have been just thrown away mm-hmm. in a trash can. And I thought this, and this is what really sparked this yesterday after we talked about it. Another one is chew with their mouth closed, please. I know that's a minor thing, but if you were raised right, you know to chew with your mouth closed. It is so disgusting, and it's so obnoxious when you don't do that.
See, I actually, this one doesn't bother me all that
much. I'm surprised.
Probably because I do it. Actually, I feel like I'm pretty good about it, but no, it's one of those things definitely that's gross, but it's not one that really irks me. One that does irk me is people that burp in public. I'm serious. I don't understand what goes through people's mind when they think that's a good idea. You can burp silently. I've done it before. Never in my life. I'm telling you, I have never belched. I have never
I
let
don't
out.
Believe that. Do you believe that? No, I don't believe that.
I'm serious. I have never let out like this huge obnoxious belch. So when I hear people do it, I know that they're choosing to do it to be obnoxious. Just burp to yourself or hold it in.
800-849-1061. That's funny. 800-849-1061. How do you know someone was raised right? We want to hear from you. 1061 WNGC, your Georgia Country on Adam and Haley in the morning. How do you know someone was raised right? Good morning.
All right. So, backstory.
Where's the phone? Of course the phone's not working on this one. Good morning.
All right. So, backstory. I live in Cleveland, Georgia, which is a little boondock town. And I just started working in Forsyth, Georgia, there's a lot of different people there. But I'm just learning there's certain things. In my boondock town, we're all nice and sweet. We talk to each other. We don't even know each other. And where I'm working, I like hold the elevator for other people. No, these people will shut the elevator.
They'll be the ones like hitting the button to close the door before you even walk up.
Oh, man, that is so true. And that's the worst because you're trying to reach in and they won't let you reach in to get in.
And then when you get in the elevator, they don't talk. They're just like quiet. I'm like, well, good morning, you guys. And they're like, no.
Hey, it's 1061 WNGC, your Georgia Country. Adam and Haley in the morning. This is a good one here today. How do you know someone was raised right?
Roxanne on Facebook says they take off their hat during a prayer and dinner. I feel like that's one that people have gotten away from, but it's still so important. Glenn says being respectful to elders, helpful in manners. I also think with being respectful to elders, like your parents, if somebody has elderly parents, how they're taking care of their parents.
That's right.
Yep. Shows you a lot about them.
Also, cover your mouth when you cough.
That's a good one,
get
too.
All over somebody else. Good morning.
I would have to say when there's a funeral going down the road, if it's going the opposite direction, you're going in the opposite direction, you stop and let the funeral pass.
Oh, the opposite direction. Yeah, that's exactly right. That's really good.
Because that's what you're supposed to do, right? And that shows respect. Nothing that you have going on in your life is more important than what they have going on. So pull over, get to the side and deal with it.
Yeah, especially, I mean, even though it's not going down your side of the road, you still have to.
Yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Hello there.
Good morning.
Good morning, y'all.
Good morning.
We may now begin our day.
Yay! Time to wake up, North Georgia.
106.1 WNGC.
Your Georgia country.
It's time.
The people need to know.
For the Daily Haley.
Haley.
Wake up!
Now. Here's Haley.
So we've known that TikTok could possibly be banned for a long time. If you don't use TikTok, it's just a social media site where people post videos. But we're now learning that could happen really, really soon because they can't seem to come to an agreement. A little update for you. TikTok and its parent company, ByteDance, are suing the U.S. government over a law that would ban the Chinese-owned platform if it doesn't sell to a company that is not owned by China, which is what the U.S. wants. It doesn't seem like TikTok, or I guess that parent company, ByteDance, is going to go for this. They announced they were suing, and then they immediately said they have no plans of selling, which means that TikTok could be gone in a few months.
I would believe that that's going to happen. I think that, you know, it's the U.S. You can't really control what goes on in the U.S. If some country wants to ban it, it's going to ban it.
See, what's funny is I actually think that they're going to find a way to work this out. I feel like so many people use TikTok, and it's become so huge that I almost feel like we're bluffing in this scenario.
But you know what, Haley? Another app will come along if that happens. So no one's really going to get at. They'll just make their money on another app. That's all it is.
Yeah, that's true. And all social media is the same. I mean, you can post videos just like you post on TikTok, right, on Instagram and Facebook. So we'll see how this shakes out, and I'll keep you updated if anything comes of this lawsuit. And this is huge. Boy Scouts is no longer going to be known as Boy Scouts, which kind of makes me a little emotional because I was a Girl Scout growing up, and I know it's probably going to go the same direction for the Girl Scouts too eventually. But the Boy Scouts of America is now going to be called Scouting America, and this is all in an effort to be more inclusive.
Interesting. I wonder if the Girl Scouts are going to make a change too in their name.
It seems everything. Like a lot of places and teams and groups are making changes like this, so I'm not surprised it's happening, but we'll see if the Girl Scouts go the same direction in the next few months. And Ryan Gosling shared this story on Jimmy Kimmel. Apparently, Burt Reynolds, who you might know from Smokey and the Bandit or any of the other movies or TV shows that he played in because he's huge, he tried to date Ryan Gosling's mom, which would have changed the whole path of Ryan's life.
Because I thought he took a shine to me. Uh-huh. I thought he thought there was something special about me.
Uh-huh.
And then I realized that I have a really beautiful mom. He was just kind of interested. It was like I was getting like a secondary shine. The real shine was from my mom. And I was like, oh, this is secondary shine.
Yeah, oh, man, you could have been Ryan Reynolds had that worked out.
It's true. He could have been. There could be two Ryan Reynolds walking around in the world. But it's crazy. I mean, he's thinking as like this child actor. Oh, this guy is like really invested in me. He sees potential. And the whole time, he's just trying to get with his mom.
Using
so
Ryan
messed
Gosling.
Up.
Wow. All right, we're going to head up to 85 to 88 degrees and get sunshine today. 106.1 WNGC, your Georgia country. That's Jordan Davis and Tucson Too Late on Adam and Haley in the morning at 7:30. We're about 30 minutes away, Haley, from you getting $1,000, and that would go so far. I know a lot of friends of mine are like, how do I win? Well, we tell you all the time.
We're hooking you up at 8 o'clock this morning with the keyword. All you have to do is enter it in the Your Georgia Country app.
And download that app if you get some time. My dogs, I have tried to teach them a lot of things unsuccessfully.
I mean, there's teaching your dog to sit, lay, shake, fetch. For me, it seems like it's impossible to teach them anything.
Yeah, your dogs are lazy. Right?
Yeah, definitely.
But they teach us a lot of things. And mine in particular, I have three dogs. Yes, it's a zoo in my house. The two of them that really, really teach me some things, Luna, who is a Belgian, when I stick her outside to go to the bathroom, I put her water bowl out on the deck because she slurps and it gets everywhere. So why not just go outside, have your water. If it's empty, she will not stop with her nose picking it up and pushing it. And she looks at me, and sometimes she'll bark at me, and she'll keep doing it until I do it. And she has taught me immediately, go out, get the bowl, fill it up, or you're going to be a little miserable.
Isn't it funny how it's so easy for them to train us, but it's so difficult for us to train them?
Yeah.
My dogs, I have a mix and then a beagle. And my beagle is the dumbest dog that you will ever find on the face of planet Earth. But I actually think she's smarter than I give her credit for in this situation. So we have like a front door and a back door, right? And they go out the back door because we have a fenced-in backyard. So they go out the back door, they use the bathroom, whatever. They never go out the front door unless we're taking them in the car. She will come into the living room if she wants to go outside while we're sitting there watching TV and start scratching like profusely at the front door. She knows she's not going to go out that door. She wants to go out the back door. But she's learned that we can't hear her scratching at the back door, so if she does it to the front door, then we'll immediately get up and let her out. And my husband drives me crazy because I don't want my dogs to run my life. Like, I try not to fall for this when they try to train me into things. My husband is at their beck and call. That dog starts scratching at the door, he lets him out. She'll also bark at her water bowl. Like, she'll stand over the water bowl and be like, roof. Roof. And there goes my husband. Whatever he's doing, he's dropping it, and he's immediately going and filling up the water bowl.
Wow.
Like, she's fine. She can wait 3 minutes.
So you maybe this is some help for you. If you want something done, bark over something.
I don't know if it would work for
get
me.
Get your husband, Alex.
He'd probably be like, this girl's crazy.
There's one more. My other dog, Dewey, one of my other dogs, Dewey, he, when he comes inside, has to eat. He goes outside. That's the first thing he does when I come home, get up, everything. When Aspen lets him out. So as soon as he comes in, he smiles. It's not him being mean or growling. He smiles and goes,
ew.
And that means he wants to eat. And if you don't do that, no matter what you do, you sit down, you walk around, he will follow you. He'll sit there, wag his tail and go, and smile at you the entire time. And he has to eat that moment or you will be miserable.
And you have to sit there and listen to the panting. Yeah. And we shouldn't let our dogs train us into these things, but we do. All of us fall for this.
Give us one that maybe your dog has trained you to do. We got to hear this. We're huge dog lovers. 800-849-1061 or on the Your Georgia Country Facebook page. You can message us on there. 1061 WNGC, Your Georgia Country on Adam and Haley in the morning. This is a good one this morning. You know, we've trained our dogs to do so many different things, successfully, unsuccessfully, but they train us probably a lot better than we do them.
It almost feels like manipulation, doesn't it?
It is. And they are, listen, they will not stop until they get what they want. Good morning.
So my dog's leash hangs by the front door, and when she wants to go for a walk, she will go over and touch it with her nose and then bark at me to tell me that she wants to go for a walk, and she will not stop until I take her for a walk.
You know what's funny about dogs? They're persistent, right? Because you would think they have a dog brain. They'd bark once. If you say no, they're going to find something else to get obsessed with. But they will sit there.
I look at her and say no, and she just keeps going. Like, she's going to win this battle, and she does every time.
Dogs are very focused. Like, they don't give up.
It's kind of rude.
Yeah. Hey, 1061 WNGC, your Georgia Country, on Adam and Haley in the morning. Getting ready for the secret celebrity here in about 3 minutes. Dogs are training us to do a lot of things for them.
They definitely train us more than we train them, when you think about it. Like, maybe you teach your dog to sit, and that's the extent of it, but there are all those little things that we do for them because they've made us over time.
They have. Who is this and where are you from?
I'm Madison, and I live in Martin, Georgia. So we have 10 dogs.
Wow. Back up.
One of them, we have 10. We have like a little farm, so we have all kinds of animals.
Oh, that's fun.
One of mine, she's a border collie, and she's super smart. We put bells on our two main doors, so that when she needs to go outside to pee, she'll go and, like, ring those bells. If you don't come and open that door, she will go back and forth and ring the bells over and over and over and over until you open that door.
It's like you don't have to worry about having accidents in the house, but you have to listen to that bell noise over and over.
Yes. Yes, I'll be doing, like, computer work. I'm like, oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
I'm like, just, okay.
It's like Christmas. You hear these bells.
1061 WNGC, your Georgia Country.
Secret,
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 secret.
Celebrity,
celebrity,
celebrity.
Brought to you by Lake Hartwell Ford in Royston.
Can you figure out who the secret celebrity is?
You could see Brett Michaels and Chris Jansen at Ameris Bank Amphitheater August 3rd if you can tell us who that secret celebrity is.
I was just extremely passionate about the World Cup, and to watch Spain win, it was unbelievable.
Just a little hint today. Just a little one.
Okay, I didn't think he did country music until he did that song with one of our big country artists. Mm-hmm. I feel like I shouldn't say the name because that'll give it away.
It will. 800-849-1061. Do you know that secret celebrity? Call us. Secret celebrity this morning. Let's play them again. Listen to this one.
I was just extremely passionate about the World Cup, and to watch Spain win, it was unbelievable.
All right, good morning, WNGC. Who is this? Hello.
Hey, my name is Zach, and I'm from Royston. Is that Jack Blanchard?
It is not Jack Blanchard, man.
All right.
WNGC, who is this and where are you from?
Miranda, and I'm from Commerce.
Hi, Miranda. Do you think you know that secret celebrity?
Is that Post Malone?
Not Post Malone.
Not Posty. Hang out, and we'll play it again, okay?
Thank you.
This is a tough one today.
It was. Yeah. I think we messed people up with our hints about the person releasing a song with one of our country artists, because we've got Post Malone doing that song with Morgan Wallen, but it's not Post Malone.
There's quite a few, actually. You're like, wait, which one is it? All right, keep guessing. 800-849-1061 if you think you know that secret celebrity this morning. 1061 WNGC, your Georgia Country secret celebrity, having a little trouble this morning, but that actually is new because everyone seems very sharp, very smart getting these, and I'm glad we're stumping people.
Usually we make it too easy, but not this morning.
No. All right, listen to it one more time.
I was just extremely passionate about the World Cup, and to watch Spain win, it was unbelievable.
I think that's my fault because I kept it really short there, and Haley gave a hint and it threw everybody off. So
my hint was not a good hint, I guess.
Yeah, who is this? Where are you from?
Enrique Iglesias.
Oh. That's it.
Yeah.
You nailed it.
He does have, by the way, that song out with Miranda Lambert. That's who we were talking about. Who is this and where are you from?
This is Mandy from Cordelia.
Mandy, what you up to this morning?
I just took my niece to school and I'm about to go back in and snuggle with my little granddaughter. She's the sweetest. She's my favorite.
Oh, she's my favorite. You're not supposed to have favorites.
She is. If I could have had her first, I'd have rethought those other three.
Oh, man.
Love it. Well, we are going to hook you up with those tickets to see Bret Michaels and Chris Jansen at Ameris Bank Amphitheater August 3rd. Maybe you can take your favorite granddaughter, or maybe she's too young.
Well, she might be a little too young, but yeah. I'm sure I can pull up some folks. We'll be able to go, that's for sure.
That's great.
And Enrique Iglesias' birthday today. That's why he's the secret celebrity. So hang on for us. Don't go anywhere.
Thank you.
106.1 WNGC, your Georgia country. Team Adam, Team Haley. Sponsored by Mark Spain Real Estate. The following program is based on speculation and conjecture. It's time to pick a side.
When I'm coming up to a yellow light, it means go, go fast, go through it, and that's that.
Yellow.
That's that.
Means
Team Adam.
Slow down and stop. Did you not go to driving school?
I did.
Did your parents not tell you this before you took your driving test when you were 16?
I'm currently driving. And I've always been driving.
It's too dangerous, Adam. There are so many bad things that could happen. What if somebody else blows through the light or ignores the light? You need to be cautious.
Why would somebody at a red light be blowing through the light while my light's going yellow?
Because people do. Because there's people like you. There's people that
like
operate
me.
Just like you operate, where you're like, why would anybody else be doing it? I'm just going to run through it and not worry about it. You need to be cautious and you need to hit the brakes as soon as you see a yellow light. And just wait. It's what? 3 minutes at a light at the most?
No. Have you been to some of these lights? I can tell you right now, down from the radio station, that is not 3 minutes. It's 30 minutes. It's ridiculous.
It's not 30 minutes. That's dramatic. You will get where you're going. There's no reason to save an extra 2 minutes blowing through the light.
800-849-1061. Team Adam is, yellow means go and go fast, get through it. You're saving more than 2 minutes because all the lights are timed. So you're getting a jump on the next light so you can keep going through green.
You know what?
And Team Haley is this. You know what? No, you need to slow down.
You're going to waste a lot of time when you get into an accident and
you
end up in the hospital.
I am not going to do that.
This is serious stuff. You see all the accidents happen at intersections. You need to be careful. Plus, there's cameras at a lot of these stoplights.
They're not going to pull me over for going through a yellow light.
They will if it turns red while you're going through the intersection, which usually happens if you try to go through a yellow one.
Team Adam or Team Haley, 800-849-1061. You can comment on the Your Georgia Country Facebook page. We'll be waiting for those comments. I'll be waiting for my comments.
Of course you will.
All of them. Team Adam and Team Haley, this morning, that yellow light you're coming up to. Team Adam is, yellow means go and go fast and get through it and let's go.
No, you stop. You're careful. You're cautious. Adam on Facebook says, Team Haley. Sorry, Adam. Haley is my number one friend on WNGC and my favorite. Hey, he said it, not me.
You made that up. You made that
and
up.
And his name is Adam, so I feel like it hurts you more because you're name twins.
All right, Chaz and Tacoa, who goes up to Livonia Speedway here on the weekends. What you got on
him? You're really going to have to listen to this one. You know, if you're not first, you last.
Yes.
Yellow, you gotta open the ears and crack the beers, light the tires, and burn them fire. Baby, go, baby, go.
Oh, you know, my goodness.
But you go, yee-haw. It's time to get home. It's time to grow. It's time to get gone, dog.
No.
Yellow, it means it's no, fella. Don't be. You ever heard the term of yellow? Don't be yeller. Well, don't be yeller. Light the fires and burn the tires. Get her gone, baby. We gotta go home.
It's a Team Adam boat. 106.1 WNGC, your Georgia country. On Team Adam and Team Haley, I like sitting in front of the slowest driver in North Georgia, Haley, and her vote for me. You need to slow and stop when you see a yellow light.
You
absolutely.
Just come to a stop. That's what a yellow light is for.
No,
it's nothing
not.
To do with driving fast or slow.
It is.
Whatever kind of driver you are, just come to a stop when you see a yellow light.
No, 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 no. Haley, no. When you see a yellow light, that means get through it. Let's go.
Peggy on Facebook says, Team Haley, we've gotten a ticket for going through a yellow light. Slow down and stop.
Where?
It happens all the time. My mom got one growing up. I haven't gotten one yet because I slow down and stop.
I would fight that ticket. That's a yellow light. That's not a red light.
Brooke on Facebook says, yellow means go faster, right? Ryan says, my dad always said yellow means go as fast as you can.
All right. I like that.
No, no.
Who is this? Where are you from?
I am Heather from Gainesville. Well, that's a bit tricky. Prior to my children, I was Team Adam all the way. Yellow meant go faster. But since I became a parent, I am now Team Haley. I'm cautious of everything.
Yeah. Would you do that with your kids in the car, Adam?
I wouldn't even come to a yellow light. I wouldn't even come to a yellow light, so I don't even know what you're talking
about. Something tells me you would definitely do it with your kids in the car.
Today, I'm Team Haley.
Thanks, Heather. We appreciate you on.
All right, thank you.
061 WNGC, your Georgia country. We are not slowing on down for those yellow lights. We are going.
No, you can't go. You come to a stop. You be careful. That's how you should live life, on the cautious side of things. James on Facebook says, Team Adam, don't think about the brakes. Go, go, go.
Yeah, you're wearing out your brakes. You got to get new brakes. Come on, you don't need it for yellow lights.
That's my gut reaction, is to hit the brakes. I don't think about it. I'd have to think about hitting the gas and going faster, because that's just not what you do when you're at an intersection. You're careful no matter what.
Who we got voting today for Team Adam and Team Haley?
Well, good morning. This is Teresa and Haley, sweetheart. I know this sounds awful coming from a grandma, but it's a yellow light. You put the pedal to the metal and go.
Teresa. That is my kind of grandma.
That does sound awful coming from a grandma. You should be the definition of explaining to everyone how they need to be careful. You have wisdom and experience?
Oh, honey, I've got tons of wisdom and spirit, but the yellow light does not mean to stop. You can cause a wreck by stopping at that yellow light.
Yes, Teresa,
yes. You don't slam on the brakes. When you see it turn yellow, you're cautious coming up to the light to where you can just hit the brakes and stop.
Yes, honey, but there's a reason why it's yellow. It's a caution. It doesn't mean to slam on brakes, because everybody behind you is going to slam on brakes, then you got an accident.
Yeah, it means, if at all possible, hit the brakes and stop. That's what yellow means in my mind.
No, sweetheart, sorry.
You're not winning this one. One WNGC, your Georgia country. We're wrapping up Team Adam and Team Haley, and this has been an exciting one, hearing all the people that agree with me.
Okay, first off, it's not like it's been a blowout. Like, I've had votes come in.
Hold on, Haley. Good morning. This is Daniel in Athens. Good morning.
Haley, step on it. Girl, unless you're a slug, get to moving.
Did you just call me
Team
a slug?
Adam.
Yes, he did, and I'm all for it.
I'm not stepping on anything but the brake. I'm hitting the brake. I'm taking a drink of my water while I'm sitting at the light. It's not going to bother me one bit.
Well, the person behind you will just push you through the intersection if you do that.
All right. Good morning, WNGC. Who is this and where are you from?
Lori from Royston. Team Adam, when it turns yellow, I'm going to go, because these lights in Athens are long enough.
You need to be careful. I'm so disappointed in you, Lori.
Don't be disappointed in Lori.
A wreck? You could get a ticket?
Look, I spend long enough every day sitting at lights, and these lights are like 10 minutes long. So if it's yellow, I'm going to get through that thing. Now, teach my son to slow down.
That's him. Don't worry about that. Thank you, Lori. All right, back to you.
It's just not the safe thing to do at the end of the day. I'm sorry. Like, when one of you gets in an accident, then you're going to change your mind on this. Leah on Facebook says, if I can't safely stop without slamming on brakes or causing a wreck, then I'm speeding up. Regina says, depends on where I'm at. Yellow means slow down anyways, so if I don't think I'll have enough time to get through the light, I'll just stop. See, this is the problem for me. I'm not doing the back and forth in my mind. I'm not, like, checking the intersection, checking for cameras, checking to see if anybody else is stopping. I'm just going to stop and be cautious.
I don't think there's going to be a lot of people on your team, though. Who won today?
It's looking like you're the winner, and you know what? That's fine. Whatever. I'm going to keep doing the right thing.
Are you mad?
That way I don't get hit by somebody like you.
Are you mad?
Yeah, I'm mad. It's disrespectful. Right. It's disrespectful driving.
Oh, there we go. I still won.